Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, Redding. This is Carl Bott, and welcome to Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and we have an interesting show today. First of all, I want to introduce my production crew. There's hundreds of them standing around, but I'm just going to introduce the main man, Kelly Frost Sr.
I work about as hard as 100 of them.
Oh, no, and that's why you keep demanding a raise up to $2 an hour. I tell you what, Kelly, if the show goes another year, you'll get it.
I'll get $2 an hour? Wow.
But don't hold your breath.
Okay.
All right, and of course, my partner on the show, and the spark of my life, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning. Hey, you know what? Let's take a second here and talk about our sponsors, one of which is Leonard.
Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry.
That's right. We went in there the other day, and he has got some incredible stuff going on, great prices, and I turned my back, and didn't you buy something for a special
event?
Well,
I'll tell you what, there's something special coming up, so yes, I did buy something, and you can't see it. It's hidden.
But he's great. So if you're looking for a special something of anything, any kind of Indian jewelry, opals, watches,
diamonds,
pearls, I'm telling you, and mention us. But yeah, even if you don't mention us, he's going to give you the best deal in town.
You know, Leonard also buys gold and pays top prices.
Yeah.
You know, some people are finding gold, you know, they're not going to wear it or stuff, you know, that's left to them or things. And also, Leonard's there on Hilltop, and Hilltop's got, of course, all the magic of the redoing Hilltop because we're going to put in palm trees. Don't quite understand the palm tree thing. But then again, hey, there's a lot of things in life I don't understand.
It'll be beautiful when it's done.
It is. Okay. Now, a couple of things happened. There was something, you know, for veterans, listen up here on this. This doesn't affect a lot of veterans, but there's called a surviving son thing in the for our veterans. In other words, what it is if you have lost your fellow brothers and sisters in combat, and you are the sole survivor, you get you're going to be pulled out of a combat zone and given your chance to get out of the service. Now, this was started with the Sullivan brothers during World War II. And the Sullivan brothers, there was five of them, were all assigned to the same ship. Ship went into battle. Ship was sunk. All five of the brothers were killed. The movie Saving Private Ryan was kind of based on something like this, where they went after the sole surviving son. And that's what it is here. It's the sole surviving member of a family. And this one young man, the two brothers were killed in combat in Iraq, and he was there. So they pulled him out of there. He had 3 months left to do on a 3-year contract, and he opted to get out. Well, unfortunately, when that happened, he lost all of his benefits, GI Bill, insurance, and everything, because of the way the law was written. Well, the law has now been fixed, and President Bush signed that off, that sole survivor can and does rate all of those that he would have or she would have gotten if they had done a complete enlistment. So I think it's kind of important because it was based on something that happened to people in combat, and they're trying to rectify it now. Okay, something big's happened this week. Two major things have happened this week. The Democrats in their great convention they had, or the big convention, I don't know how great it was, but a big convention they had, nominated for their candidate for President of the United States and the leader of the Democratic Party, Barack Obama. The first African-American ever nominated and running for president of this country. Now, I don't care what you think about Obama's political motives or his political leanings or whatever. This is a huge step forward for our country. I think that our country is taking steps rapidly to assimilate everything, all cultures, all people. The thing is, though, is just if you don't agree with Senator Obama's political side, political leanings, and you don't vote for him, that does not automatically make you a racist. You know, I have seen things written that says that, oh, there's silent racism, and if you don't vote for Obama, that's it. You know, I find that extremely naive and extremely coercive in the sense that, well, if you don't vote for him, it's because you're racist. No, if I don't vote for Senator Obama, it's got nothing to do with his color. It's got to do, perhaps, in the fact he's against the Second Amendment, no matter what he says. I just go by what he's read and what he said in the past. I don't exactly like what he's doing with taxes. I'm concerned about who he would appoint to the Supreme Court. And I'm not sure that he's got the experience to go walking in there and go, you know, mano a mano with Putin. So, if I don't vote for Barack Obama, those would be some of the reasons for it. Has nothing to do with the fact that Barack Obama is an African American. And I think that to say people won't vote for him for that reason is a terrible injustice to people that have minds and can think. If you reverse it and say that, and I think the latest poll said 94% of the African American community is going to vote for Barack Obama. I mean, you can look at that as block voting, that's block voting for a candidate strictly because of his color. Now, of that, that also would be a negative statement. Maybe that 94% understand and completely support what he is saying. In any case, this, you know, the idea is that racism is in this is something that we have to get behind. Or get beside us. Barack Obama is African American. He's running. He's the leader of his party. He's done a great job to get where he's at. Take it for what it's worth. Go if you're going to vote against somebody, vote against them because of what they stand for, not what color they are. That's stupid. Now, the other historical member of this just happened yesterday. John McCain, Senator McCain, picked as his running mate the governor of Alaska, Governor Sarah Palin. Now, Governor Palin has been a governor of Alaska for 2 years, was a mayor before that, was set on a number of commissions for the state of Alaska, and has become famous within Alaska and in conservative circles for being somebody that goes against the establishment, goes after corruption. If you remember this bridge, they call it the Bridge to Nowhere. It's a pork barrel thing. That it was a $250 million bridge that went to this little island where 40 people lived on. Nobody wanted it, but you know the porkers got to it. You know, and here it comes. Well, Palin said, "I don't want that bridge." McCain brought it up, said, "Where's this bridge going to? This is such crap." So the bridge was never built. As Palin says, "If we want a bridge, we'll build a bridge." Anyway, it's historic in a sense is that she's a female and the very first female that's been in the GOP on the big ticket. So
it's going to be an exciting, exciting race.
You know, she's not your average woman either. I mean, she's a lifetime NRA member. Hear a little cheer from Linda here.
I love that. She shoots.
She shoots.
She plays ball.
She was like the point guard. And on her state championship team, she married her childhood sweetheart, Tom, who, by the way, is and they both were union members. Tom still is, works up in the he was a professional fisherman, and she worked with him as a professional fisherman. PTA, she was a hockey mom. Her older son, I believe his name is Track, joined the Army September 11th of last year. He needs deploying September 11th of this year, heading for Iraq. And we have some people in the studio that will also be deploying out there. That we'll be getting to later. With that in mind, she's got three daughters, and then she's also got another son.
Her baby.
Her baby was born like 3 months ago. Her baby was born with Down syndrome. She knew that the child had Down syndrome. And
While in the womb.
In many cases, not all cases, abortion is chosen for that. She is very pro-life, and she chose to carry her son the full term, and she loves him. It's a blessing to her, she says. So here we've got McCain, Palin, Obama, Biden. If you tell me you can't find the difference between those four people, then you're not trying, people. Okay, this is Carl Bott here at 1400 KQMS on Free Fire Radio. Our phone line's here, 221-1402. Just give me a call and tell me how you feel about Governor Palin being on the ticket. See you on the other side.
Three brilliant aiming solutions from Trijicon.
Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Carl.
Hi, Carl. My name is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
I met you at the monument dedication a few months back.
Oh.
And I have two sons over in Iraq, and you had asked me to call into your radio show.
Oh, yes. So what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to voice just a few words when you were talking about the brothers in Iraq and, you know, that issue.
Yes.
My sons, I think, if something happened to one of them, the other one would have so much loyalty to their fellow soldiers, Marines, that they would choose to stay in Iraq.
Well, you know, from understanding this law, is you are given that, you're given that choice.
Right, yes. Yeah.
They're not going to force you out if you want to stay in.
Exactly, yeah. I was just stating an opinion that I know just from things that they've said, they have so much brotherhood for their fellow soldiers that they've trained with and gone over there with that they would choose to stay probably.
I think if you remember that movie Saving Private Ryan,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what happened. He had lost his brothers. Yes, that was terrible, but his other brothers, his other family
was there.
He wasn't going to leave them.
Yes. I'll have both of my boys home for the month of October, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you better get them in here so we can talk.
I'll try.
Get all three of you in here, Mom.
Pardon me?
Get all three of you in here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have them home. One will be finished with his deployment, and the other one is just coming home on leave for a few weeks. So.
Well, I tell you what, you're a hero, Mom. You've got two heroes in there.
Oh, thank you. I'm proud of them, and just say lots of prayers for them.
You've got a lot to be proud of, and we've got another young hero in here too in the station because he's getting ready to deploy also.
Oh, God bless him. Tell him thank you for his service, and we're all behind him.
Well, he's going to talk here in a few minutes. So,
okay,
but thank you.
Got, thank you so much.
You bet. But you got the first thank you in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay, now there's been somebody on my radio show before. In fact, his name is Robert Burrows. Now, and it's been for a couple reasons. The first reason is that Rob and I, were in Fallujah at the same time. He was a CB, walking around in his CB clothes, and I was a Marine walking around in my Marine clothes, but we still got hammered with the shells coming in. We still went out on the same roads. It's kind of like, we went to the same school in different states together. So, in fact, we probably even saw each other and just didn't realize it. I was that ruggedly handsome Marine over there in the mess hall, probably.
Yeah, but we were on the road every night, so we were on different...
Well, I could wave at you, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but Rob's got somebody here he'd like to introduce and who I'd like to introduce. He's one of my... It's one of my pleasures to introduce heroes in this show. If you remember last week with David Mayer, young man that came back from Iraq, severely wounded, and his attitude. I can't tell you how many phone calls, how many emails I've gotten from people talking about that young man. And he's a hero. So, but I've got another hero here. And he's Rob's son.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have our son home this weekend. We picked him up last night, came in from 29 Palms. And he's a PFC out of 29 Palms. And his name was Will Burrows.
So PFC Burrows. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You have to keep your face pointed right there. This is not one of these like I've got. I've got that real expensive $5 mic. You've got the $1.51 that came from Target.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
To go.
Not that there's anything wrong with Target. All right. Okay. So have you just finished boot camp?
I finished boot camp. I had exited boot camp on January 4th of 2007, and from then I went to SOI.
School of Infantry.
School of Infantry. That's in Camp Pendleton over by San Diego. And from there, I graduated that as an 0352 anti-tank missileman and was stationed, sent to and stationed at 29 Palms with 17 Weapons Company.
Now, let me tell you, if you have not been to 29 Palms, 29 Palms sounds like, Palm Springs. Wrong. You are in the middle of nowhere. It is like being on a frying pan in hell. That's how hot it can get. And then, if that's not enough, the wind blows at 850 miles an hour daily. Okay, maybe not that much, but it is hot there. And you do get to Trent. You get to Trent a lot.
Yeah, it gets pretty warm down there. The gear is the only thing that makes it real bad. I mean, other than that, you get climatized real quick to it. It takes about a month, month and a half. After that, I mean, air conditioning just freezes you to death and you can't stand it anymore. But it's a good training area. I mean, there's nothing out there, like you said, so training's a real big thing down there, because there's nothing down there that
nothing to distract you.
Nothing at all.
Even going out in the little town of 29 Palms is not a big distraction. Anyway, okay, now, so you've gotten into training, so you're getting ready to deploy. Can you talk about that at all?
You know, I can't say where we're going to be at right now. I can't. I don't know any of these details. They haven't been given to me. It shifts left and right. I mean, they give us different answers all the time as to where we might be going. So that's really up in the air right now for us.
Well, I tell you what, General Conaway, who is the Commandant of the Marine Corps, has said, hey, he thinks you can do with a lot less Marines in Al Anbar province, because we need to go to Afghanistan, and that's what Marines do. We don't do nation building. We want to get into the fight. Which I thought it was, a pretty good statement from the general who heads up all of the Marines. And I think he's right. I think that we've been in Al Anbar. We're getting ready to hand over, from what I understand, the security of Al Anbar province to the Iraqis. And this has been an ongoing project. Since I was there in 2006, 2007, we spent a lot of time training the Iraqi security forces for this. And to tell you the truth, when I left in February of 07, they weren't ready. And we were still getting, we were still in shootouts at the government center. We'd be in there talking to the governor, and then the gunfights would start. Rob Burrows over there was with me at the same time, was nodding his head up and down. I mean, we'd have to shoot our way in and shoot our way out of that place.
We used to run convoys into the government center downtown.
Yeah, to get in there. I mean, yeah. And you
IEDs
didn't
walk. IEDs in, IEDs out.
That's right. You did not walk across the parking lot, and it's not a large parking lot, to get to the building, because snipers are smacking at you. And then while you're talking, the 50 cals are going off, or getting hit with RPGs. We'd have to break contact with the governor, talking to him, go on up and mount up on the walls and start shooting. So, but things have changed so dramatically there that people walk around in the government center without flak jackets on, without helmets. There have been very few attacks in Al Anbar province. I guess they're down to like onesies and twosies there. So, what the general is saying is that we've pretty much solved this problem. Now it's time to go after them in Afghanistan. That's a little bit above your pay grade, PFC. I love that. I love that, by the way. I can't help but say this, above my pay grade. When I heard one of the candidates say that, realizing he had probably never said that in his life till after he had gone to Iraq and Afghanistan the last time, and he'd asked a question and some colonel or sergeant that was, and I can just see it, just some grunt sergeant briefing me, goes, well, what about this? Sir, that's above my pay grade. And then he used it. Senator Obama, who wants to be my commander-in-chief, said, it's above my pay grade. Senator, let me just say one thing. It's above my pay grade. It's above the PFC's pay grade. It's even above General Conway's pay grade. It better never be above your pay grade, because you're the one. You're the man. You're going to be the one that says go, and it better never be above your pay grade. You saying something like that, any military man hears that, goes, that's a cop-out.
That's exactly
that's
what
all
it is.
It's a cop-out. Okay, that's just my thought. Sorry, I'm interviewing PFC Burroughs here. Okay, besides the fact that you're not sure where you're going and all that, why'd you join the Marines?
You know, I come from a pretty large military family. It's just been a thought and a dream of mine for a long time. It was a toss-up between Navy and the Marine Corps. They both had a lot to offer. My father's Navy. My father's a senior chief Navy Seabees. I needed somewhere to go. Needed something to do. Needed something to put underneath my belt so that I'd have something for a career maybe later on in my life. Marine Corps had a lot to offer. The Navy had a lot to offer, and eventually just led to the decision Marines. So not exactly sure how I got there, but
because our dress uniforms are a lot prettier than the Navy's.
That was one thought. Yes.
Go right ahead.
Because, I mean, let's face it. Come on, Marines, Navy. Wise choice.
CBs are the best of both worlds.
Okay, now CBs, you know what? You'll never hear me say a word against CBs or corpsmen. You know, God bless you guys. You know, the fact is that you all should be Marines. You all think you're Marines, and which is what's going on. You think you're Marines, and you know, and we let you run around with us because we love you guys. Even though that the rest of the Navy left us at Guadalcanal 60 years ago.
Not the CBs.
No, CBs were on the shore with us. You got left, too. You should be upset, too. Okay, enough of that. All right, so you joined, and so have you had any second thoughts? It's too late now, but have you had any second thoughts about it? Is it what you thought it was going to be?
It's an acquired lifestyle. I mean, it's not for everybody. It's something you have to, I mean, you either put up with it and eventually grow to like it, or you're there for the ride and the long haul. You know, it's really hard to really find a way to put this. It just grows on you.
You know what? That's a good way of putting it. Is that you go in, you don't really know what to expect, and then hell arrives at boot camp, and then after that, you know, it starts getting easier, and then it's an acquired taste. Not everybody has a taste for the Marine Corps, but the ones that do, you know, won't ever leave it. They love it. And the other thing, even if after 4 years you decide that it's time to go on to something else, there's always a Marine there. Always a Marine there in your background and your lifestyle. I haven't heard of any that have been, you know, that say, oh, it's the worst decision I ever made in my life to go into Marines. You know, I've had some that, you know, that were, you know, not the strongest, but later on they saw things. Anyway, hey, we're getting ready to take a break here, and we've got another guest calling in here that's also got something to do with these young Marines. So you hang on, you stay here with us. Well, we're all going to talk. But this is Carl Bott. This is Free Fire Radio here at 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. Join us on the other side.
Repair is located at 5246 West Side Road in Redding.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, I've got a guest that's calling in right now. I want to get on to the show. Annie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Okay, this is Annie Bennett. Now, that name may not sound familiar to you, but a few weeks ago, Annie was in the paper, and when I saw it, I just had to get her on the show. But this young lady is so busy that it's difficult to have this happen. Now, let me tell you a little something about Annie. Annie is part of a unit called the Young Marines. This is an organization that started back, I think, in, 1950-something?
Yes, sir.
And it was founded in 1958 and chartered in 1965 by the U.S. Marine Corps. Now, this is not a recruiting organization. It's what it is. It helps to reduce the drug and alcohol use, gang violence, and it instills core values of honor, courage, commitment, teamwork, leadership, and discipline. Again, it's not a recruiting arm for the Marines. It gives something for the young people in these organizations, though, to go to. And Annie was one of, 98 young Marines attending from all of the United States at the National Senior Leadership School. Is this correct?
Yes, sir.
So what happened there, Annie?
Well, what it was is we all went down to Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps base down in San Diego, for a week, and we did classes, and we did close-order drill, and we did PT. And at the end of the week, we all went through a graduation ceremony to show the parents and everyone what we had done through the week.
And where did you end up there?
I ended up second overall, and I ended up top graduate in my platoon.
And weren't you the keynote speaker?
No, sir, not for that one.
No.
I was for our graduation down here in Red Bluff.
Oh, okay. That was on July 13th, and you were the keynote speaker then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, this wasn't easy to do, was it?
Not really, sir. It's always a challenge. but I just push myself and pray, and I get through it just fine.
Okay, so but there's other things you're involved in, too, besides these young Marines, aren't you, Annie?
Yes, sir.
What other things do you do?
I'm really involved with my church youth group. I do that every chance that I get. And I also spend a lot of family time. You know, that's really important. And I work on school, of course. The two main priorities that the Young Marine sets for us is family and school and then Young Marine.
I see. Now, I had the opportunity to talk to Sergeant John Minton, who's, I think he's, what, the your leader in the Young Marines?
Yes, sir. He's our commanding officer.
Okay. Well, your commanding officer is quite a man, too.
Yes, he is.
And he has nothing but, you know, such great praise for you, Annie, about your tenacity, your leadership, your ability to do things. I think that's great. When you went to boot camp, didn't you have like a mini boot camp down there?
When I went through boot camp, sir?
Right.
When I went through boot camp, that was about 2 years ago, and we did it here in Red Bluff.
Okay.
And it was one day a week. It was on Saturdays for about 6 hours, and we did it through a course of 9 weeks.
Okay, well, though, when you were down in Camp Pendleton, though, they had what kind of you had physical fitness tests and a number of other things going on there, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And I believe you finished what? You got the top award in physical fitness.
In physical fitness, yes, sir, I did.
And you named a second overall graduate in the camp at that school.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, you just don't get that by accident, Annie. And also, too, now, everything that you do, a lot of it has got to do with your grades in school. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So you've got to keep your grades up. You've got to do all these things if you're going to participate in the Young Marines.
Yes, sir. The better your grades are, the more likely you will be to get promoted. And if you have any Fs on your report card, we'll work with you, but you can't get promoted until you pull it up.
Oh, that's great. So what made you join the Young Marines?
Well, my brother was actually looking at ROTC packets from Shasta College, and I looked at it and thought boot camp sounded like fun. So my dad saw an article in the newspaper, and I decided to try it.
Well, and so you've never looked back, huh?
No, sir.
So would you recommend this to other people?
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know if you've been I don't know if you heard the show, if you can get it, because you live out in Red Bluff, depending on where you're at, but the other young Marine here, PFC Burroughs, when I asked him about the Marine Corps, he said, you know, he got a smile on his face, and he said, you know, it's something that grows on you.
Yes, sir.
And it's kind of something you kind of acquire the taste, you know, as you stay in it. But it sounds like you pretty much enjoy it.
Yes, sir, I do.
So, Annie, I've got just a couple minutes here. What would you tell other people your age about this, about young Marines?
About the young Marines, I'd tell them that if it sounds interesting to them whatsoever, to go and watch a video, it's a lot of fun, and to try it, because they'll never know if they like it unless they try it, and they'll meet a lot of great people, and they'll have a lot of fun doing it.
So if they are interested in it, since this is not done at the school, is it?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay, so how would they get a hold of somebody?
They can go to youngmarines.com, and there's a unit locator on there so that it will find the closest unit to them, and then it'll give the unit commander's contact information, and they can contact them that way.
Okay, so that's youngmarines.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, and that's easy to do. I tell you what, we'll put this up on our website, too, so if anybody's interested. But hey, Annie, are you a gunnery sergeant yet?
No, sir, I'm still a staff sergeant.
Still a staff sergeant, but you're working at that gunny, though, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, Staff Sergeant. Staff Sergeant Bennett, well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
We're very, very proud of you, and your community is, I know. Everybody I talk to you says what a fine, fine, upstanding person you are. You got a lot to be proud of there, Staff Sergeant.
Thank you, sir.
All right, well, you can carry on. Have a great weekend. Have a good, have a great Labor Day weekend, okay?
All right, you too, sir.
All right, thanks a lot, Annie.
Thank you.
You know what? Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just join me on the other side.
You know, honey, after the show today, I want to go to breakfast to my favorite place. You know, Charlie and Lynn Moss's Country Kitchen on Hilltop. You know, I can remember when they bought Country Kitchen back in the early 90s. The love and the attention that went into every detail. You know, they make their soups from stock, the meats are broiled every day, and they have their own bakery, so all the breads are baked fresh, right there on the spot. I'm not sure if I want to have the eggs Benedict or eggs Florentine. I'm so hungry. Let's go. And you know what Lynn said? To tell all our listeners that if you mention Free Fire Saturday, she'll buy you a cup of coffee. We'll see you there. Country Kitchen on Hilltop.
Country Kitchen on Hilltop. It's got great chow and it's open from 7 to 2. 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm with Jeff, a local veteran and owner of Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the only professional windshield repair shop in the North State. Jeff, how are you different than the other repair shops?
Well, I am the only true professional, full-time windshield repair-only specialist in the North State. I do not offer windshield replacements. I can repair damage in your windshield much larger than a quarter, cracks up to 24 inches. I can save your money and save your windshield.
Hey, call Jeff at 530-241-8373 and learn the truth about your windshield repairs. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is located at 5246 Westside Road in Redding.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years?
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My Debt Negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection calls.
I was afraid to answer the phone until My Debt Negotiation stopped the hassling once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Call 1-800-652-0338 today and we'll send you a free copy of Debt Free at Last. This free report uncovers the secrets that banks don't want you to know. Become debt free. Call 1-800-652-0338 today. This is a limited-time offer, so you must call today. 1-800-652-0338.
Hey, this is Carl Bob. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We have got a full studio here, not because I want it. I'm just getting inundated with Marines and Marine families, and bikers are rolling in. Because, yes, today is the Far Side Run. And yes, a bunch of us are leaving right from the station as soon as this is over. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let's go back to PFC Burroughs.
Yes, sir.
What time did you get in last night?
I believe I flew in at about 9:15, 9:30 last night.
Sacramento.
Oh, to Sacramento. Sacramento. Okay, then you
about 01 by the time we got home.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, so you're going to go back and then you're going to deploy.
I'm going to go back.
More training?
More training, a lot more training. We still have a lot of things to do and catch up on for this next workup. As far as the deployment date, we don't really even have that yet. There's a big toss-up. I mean, it's Afghanistan or Iraq, and it's constantly one hand's going higher than the other, and so eventually one of them hits the ceiling, and then that's where we're going.
Well, you know, it's the old saying, hey, Marines, I got some good news and some bad news. Good news is, hey, we're pulling out of Iraq. Yeah, the bad news is we're going to Afghanistan. So, but... I think that Afghanistan is kind of a war that's kind of really up the Marines' alley, with our own lift and the way we do things, our combined arms team with our own lift with the helicopters and our own fixed wing aircraft, absolutely is the Afghanistan is meant for us, you know, small unit operations, and we're really strong in our small unit leadership. So I'm just thinking out loud here, of course. You know, one of the reasons I have Will on is that, again, putting the face on the warrior. It's so easy for us to forget our warriors out there because it doesn't affect us, people. Unless you've got somebody in there, unless you really are thinking about it, this war doesn't affect you. I mean, you're still drinking your beer. You're still going out at night. You're still going to the Far Side Run. But we've got young men and women out there and older men and women that are out there fighting. That's why you need to know who they are. You need to know who Dave Mayer was last week.
Sure.
You need to know Will Burroughs today. And you need to know the people that are out there that are coming back through here. So families, so moms, dads, you've got sons, daughters coming back through here. Give me a call because I'm going to have them on the show. Let the people get to know them. Give them a chance to thank them. All right, let's go to the phones here. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
She's out there running around.
Oh, okay. Well, hi. Hey, Carl.
Yes.
I wanted to call to thank the sponsors of your show because, well, I go to some of your sponsors, and some of them that I know personally are great. And I think it's terrific they're sponsoring your show, which just is getting better every week. I mean, I look forward every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, which is really strange, to hear your show, and I learn so much from it. Like Burroughs and Mayor that you had last week, these people are helping me to understand what's going on in the war, what's going on in the world, and it's really helping to increase my patriotism. And that means so much to me. It is a terrific service that you're giving this community. And I wanted to thank you and your sponsors for making it possible.
Well, sure. That sure is nice of you to say that. I tell you what, without listeners like you, the show, without feedback like that, you never know exactly what people are thinking out there. Our show has jumped 25% since the last since the last sweeps came out.
Excellent.
And that's great. You know, we really enjoy that. But it's what we feel like is this is the North State show. It's not just our show. This is just a way for people to be able to say something that they're that's bothering them, something that they want to get out. And the fact that you thank me, and it's most important, the sponsors, because without those sponsors, people, we're not going to be here.
Well, there's so much going on in the world, and so many people, I'm assuming like me, who don't understand it, and we've lost so much of the togetherness as far as the patriotism is concerned, and I feel it's so important. And on your show, you can help people to gain that back. And I don't know where else to go to get it, so I love it. But I did want to say one other thing. As far as Sarah Palin is concerned,
uh-huh.
This sounds so frivolous, but you know what? She's really pretty.
You know what, Sharon? Thank you so much for your call. This is a great honor for us to be able to serve, and that's what Carl and I, when we came together, we decided we really wanted to have a show where it was a platform. It's for the people, by the people, and that is our mission statement. So thank you for getting it.
And, yes, Sarah, Governor Palin is hot.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, I said, anyway, I won't tell you what he said last night to me while I was watching.
Okay. You know what?
Bye.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Sharon. Okay, now, let's, we've got just a couple minutes left here, so I want to thank you, Will, and tell you, before you leave, perhaps you'll go and leave again. Maybe you can come back or call us or something like that.
All right. We'll sure. No problem.
We'd like to have, you call us up and say, hey, this is where we're, not where you're going. I don't want you to tell me that, but just everything's okay so we can remind everybody out there that POC Burroughs is well and on his way. All right. Now, Rob.
Yes.
And people that don't know who Robert Burroughs is, Rob is starting the Reading Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Not an easy thing to do. Tell us a little bit about it, Rob.
Well, again, we're actually changing the name from Reading Veterans Museum to Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. The reason is because we have veterans from all over the North State saying, hey, I live in Corning or I have Paradise, whatever else, and you got a Reading on her.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, we called it Reading because we were going to have it located in Reading, but we're changing the name. The corporate name is going to be Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It encompasses all the veterans north of Sacramento. And again, like you're saying, unless somebody's involved in this war, they're really not paying attention to it. The whole idea behind this museum is to put together a museum that promotes our veterans' past, present, and future, and dedicates to the men and women who are brave enough to stand up and believe in our country and believe in our communities and believe in the people around us and say we're willing to step up and sacrifice what we do in our lives to benefit the rest of everybody else. And that's our primary goal.
Yeah, it is, I call it a buy-in. You know, these people who have defended our country have bought into this country. They've bought into what this country stands for. And the ones that have joined since 9/11, don't tell me that they don't know what they're getting into. Don't even go there with me about that. They know what they're getting into. When they enlisted, they know they're going to go to combat. Well, was there a doubt in your mind you're going to go to combat when you enlisted?
I knew. I definitely knew. There was just it's not like they came out and said, no, you're not going to go to combat.
They didn't even say, oh, you might not go. What they said was, hey, grab your shorts, get your rifle, we're going to go fight.
Basically, that's what it is. It's, hey, throw your sleeping system in the back of the Humvee, grab your rifle, and your pants are still around your ankles. I mean, it's.
There you go. Pants around your ankles. I thought that was a Navy thing. Anyway, okay, look, we got to take a quick break here. Join me on the other side. But welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Oh, we lost Edith. Edith, you were on the line. Okay. Anyway, we were coming right to you. Sorry. All right. Now, Rob, tell us how to help out with the North State Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Well, right now we're preparing to move into a building. We're looking for a facility at this time, 5,000, 10,000 square feet.
Okay.
So we're looking for some funding. We're looking for a building. We've asked the city for some property out at the airport so we can build a building out there. We know that that's going to take some time, but we want to get right into a facility and at least get established in a small building between 5,000 and 10,000 square feet.
So. Okay. Reading. VeteransMuseum.org.
That's our website.
And it's also, it's you're tax exempt, right?
We are a nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization serving the public.
I tell you what, Robert Burrows is a man of honor, and he will make this happen, people. We just have to just give him some help. So, Robert, thank you. Will, thank you. And oh, you've got another son here.
I've got my youngest son, it's a sophomore, Robert.
Robert,
and,
so what do you
out
think?
West Valley.
What do you think? Think a couple years, what?
Yeah, he wants to go in the Air Force. He was going to fly UAVs. So he wants to overlook and do some UAV work.
UAVs. Well, I tell you, the best thing about UAV, you can crash it and walk away.
yeah.
That's UAV. That's an unmanned aerial vehicle. You know, you kind of drive them. That's what I meant. You know, you're not in the plane. That's for people that didn't quite up on that. All right. We'll see you guys. Good luck. Will, give us a call when you get back. All right.
No problem.
Checking. Semper Fi, Matt. Okay, we've just got a couple of minutes here.
Well, we have a group of people out front. I think there's about 25 Harleys, but I don't see any PGR riders. I wonder if they're going to hook up with us or come in brigade at 8 o'clock. So should we get Patty and Rich to come on in?
Yeah, come on in. There's a couple of people riding. We've got a couple of people riding up here that just came on in.
Patty and Rich Bay are good friends. Well, why are you doing the ride today?
Well, we think it's an awesome opportunity to really respect the people who have helped our community and our county and the surrounding counties, and we think it's just a really nice thing and a great way to see some beautiful sights today and to ride with some really good friends.
Yeah. Can't you hear the Harleys?
How?
Oh, yeah, they're going on out there.
I should tell them to go rev up. Hold on. Tell them rev up now so you can hear
Rich,
what.
Go out and tell them to give us a gun.
Give us a gun. I feel like I'm back in Sturgis. The mini version of Sturgis with the Ready Knights.
Right on Alta Mesa.
Okay, yeah, this is the.
There they are.
Okay. Yep, they're cranking.
Hear the rumble.
So today, people, if you see, you know, 20, 25 bikes heading north toward Wairika, you know, wave at us because it's up there. It's a good
I think
cause.
They're coming in the door.
There you go.
It's a good cause. It's for a memorial for the fallen warriors from the North State, not just the military, but also police, firefighters, the whole group up there. So it's a good cause. It's going to be going on all day today. In fact, I think it's going to be going all through the weekend, in fact.
You know, Carl, there's a lot of people that not only serve our country in the military, but serve our families and our communities, the firefighters and the police officers. And they put their lives on the line every single day.
Dave the Indian.
That's absolutely true. And one of the people that serves this community, by the way, and one of my heroes, is a man, he's affectionately known as Dave the Indian. Dave, say good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, Dave. Dave dresses in a somewhat different manner than some of the other riders. He has fur all over his bike. And it looks like a buffalo. You made violent love to a buffalo, and you had that as your bike.
Actually, I was on my way back from Sturgis, riding through the plains there, and went across the road, and we connected.
That's what happened. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm
going
to get
him home.
Take a look at the website next week, people, freefireradio.com, because we're going to have a picture of Dave and his buffalo bike on there.
It gives new meaning to the word looking hot.
Woo-hoo!
What
is
what does today represent for Dave?
Well, it's a day that we celebrate our freedom and heritage and gives us a chance to give back to the lawmen and vets of Siskiyou County, and hopefully we can help Dave with this. What was his name again?
With the you mean the Far Side Run?
No, the other museum that he's building.
Oh yeah, the Heritage North State.
Yeah, North
Veterans
State.
Museum and Heritage Center.
Yeah, so we'll get that going and have a run here for that, huh?
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good way to raise money because it's for a great cause.
You betcha it is.
You know what? Now there's other things happening, too, today. You know, today just happens to be the 105th anniversary of Harley-Davidson. is today. Oh, yeah.
Officially.
So, you know, they're in Milwaukee, it's a big thing. I think Springsteen's out there. I mean, he should have been up here with us, but then again.
We want to pay homage to you, Dave, because you have done so many wonderful things for this community. You've been a very good friend to us, a writer with the Patriot Guard. He's rolling his eyes like, please, you're putting me on the spot. That, you know, he's Dave's humble. He doesn't want recognition.
Dave's helped people. Dave's helped in all types of organizations. But he's out there for one thing. He helps people of this community. He's one of the people that makes this community just the way it is, a great place to live.
I grew up here. It's a great place to live and grow up and raise your children and meet new friends. And hopefully all the people we meet are our new friends. So. That's the way we want
it
to
is.
Feel.
It's a good place to be at here in Reading. And we're going to take off here in a little bit. We're going to be heading north. It's going to be an all-day ride, and we're coming back this afternoon or this evening. But, it's to support a great cause. And there's a lot of great causes out there. The big thing is here is that you have to remember that it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? See you next week.